Show. All right. Episode 169 of the 580 Show. We're back. Myself and Arnold competitor Dante Petrello. What's up?
Nothing much. You technically are also Arnold competitor. Don't downplay that. So
I guess I should have said 2024 Arnold competitor.
There we go.
But no, Frawley and I talked about kind of everything Arnold as spectator, like me as a spectator from home, obviously, and then Frawley was there for a day. But, you know, obviously you were traveling back home last week, so you couldn't be on. So I kind of wanted to just get the competitor side from the amateur Arnold and kind of see how it went. First off, congratulations. Good job. Are you proud
Thank
of
you.
your performance?
To a certain standard, yes. If we look at the one event, the back toss, not really, but what can you do?
Yeah, you definitely looked off on that. What was it weird throwing over like that kind of like back-to-back apparatuses?
Not really, because I struggled with the first one, so like I didn't even get really a chance to draw the second one. I don't know. It just didn't feel like it was there. Granted, I only had two throwing sessions, kind of the prep due to weather and everything, but can't look back on that really. Just one of those things that happened.
Yeah. That's all. That's one of the things, like, hats off. I don't know if we really even talked about it last week, but hats off to everyone that did the Arnold Amateur. I'm not saying the events were bad by any means, but they were very tough events to train. And I saw you have to go through it, obviously programming for you, but also just being a training partner, training at the same time as you and stuff. Like, hats off to everyone that went through that, because, man, what, 6 implement press medley? You know, 6 throw sandbag toss with different heights, especially for people like you kind of just mentioned, you didn't get as many sessions in as you would like. And not to make excuses, but, you know, with our gym, we don't have the capability to throw inside with our ceiling height. So, you know, in the Northeast with our weather leaning into the Arnold, it's horrible, you know? So you've got to really be flexible when you can throw. Obviously, you could have thrown more, but it's a good point. Sandbag medley, hard to train. Denny Stone sucked to train. What was the other prelim event?
Denny Stone's was finals.
Yeah, I know. But what was the other one?
Squat.
Oh, squat was very hard to train with not knowing much of it. The squat event came together, I thought, very cool, and I liked it a lot. I felt bad for the big boys. Watching the big boys, some of the big boys get in and out of that squat apparatus was definitely
it was interesting.
What,
interesting at the least.
So how did it all, just talk about it, how did it all go? Like, what'd you think of the events, how it ran, the expo, just kind of, you know, go off.
Well, kind of thought that this year the location we were at was a lot better than last year. You know, it felt more like a, you know, Arnold event rather, because, like, you know, we kind of have like our own little stage. We're not just kind of like in the middle in front of this big strongman show. We actually had a little bit better warm-up times too, more warm-up equipment. We actually got to touch this stuff before every event, so I was pretty pleased with that. Maybe not as long of warm-ups as people were used to, but we still got to touch some equipment. So you know how it is with strongman. You just take advantage of what you get.
Yeah. So when you say you like the, because I competed obviously last year, and you said you liked the space better this year. What made, because I wasn't there, what made the space better this year?
It was kind of like where the, it was like when, remember last year when we walk into the right, you see like all the CrossFit warm up and stuff, or
Yeah,
Olympic lifting warm up.
The Olympic lifting, yeah.
Yeah. So we weren't right there. That was Medieval Games. We were like to the left of that. And I just felt like we had a better area. Like there was only one lane of traffic, so like spectators couldn't like box us in like how we were in last year.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
I just felt like we had more room to do stuff. Other than that, yeah, that was probably my favorite part about the location.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, because last year's was really tough, and I have no idea what power Strongman Corp has over that. I doubt much at all. You know, with the Arnold being such a huge expo,
yeah,
kind
I'm
of
sure
take
it's,
what you can get.
Yeah,
but that's awesome that it was better, because last year, like you said, we were kind of like dead center. So like, no matter where you were, people were kind of like, We were really, really boxed in last year. Frawley had a really good point last week, and a couple of people also messaged me about it, but it would, like, from the people that designed the expo floor for the Arnold, wouldn't it make sense to have the amateur stuff by the pro stuff?
I think that's what they were going for last year for sure, but
Yeah, but I
we didn't
mean,
even have access to the pro stuff this year with our wristbands.
yeah. We talked about that last week, but I just feel like you could really, it would just be like, okay, there's amateur strongman and then there's pro strongman. Let's put them right next to each other, you know? Because
I did see on day two though, like Hooper and a couple other pros were like hanging out in the backstage or in the crowd, just like
yeah,
helping out the finalists. So that was pretty cool.
that's really cool. I thought the final, I always think the finals are awesome because you know, it's obviously narrowed down to 10 super heavyweights and then just four of every other class. So it's really, it's pretty exclusive to make the finals at the Arnold, you know, four people.
I will say this about the finals too. There was a lot of confusion with the live stream. A lot of people thought that every single event was going to be live streamed.
I was one of those guys.
But ADL, I was talking to ADL, and they said that they were only able to stream in certain sections of the Arnold. And the main stage was one of their jurisdictions, like, the animal cage, they stream that. They stream bodybuilding and all that. But so I guess they couldn't have the capability or the rights to rather to film other spots.
Yeah, I'll say, man, they need to stream the whole thing, and I understand streaming is expensive. I'm sure it's with Connect. You understand live streaming a lot more than me, so I don't know if I'm just talking out of my ass, but I'm sure it's very hard with connectivity with the Arnold being like you text people the Arnold. Like I was, for example, texting Julia to try to get info about you because I just got home with my son, so I couldn't come, and she doesn't have any. You don't have any service in there. So like people I was texting didn't have any cell phone service. So I don't know if that's maybe one of the reasons that the whole thing isn't live streamed or
I don't
what.
think so, because I know there's internet programs or internet pr packages you can buy. I'm sure those are probably in the thousands of dollars per
Yeah.
spectator. I do not know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that's one of the reasons why you Strongman Corporation doesn't live stream their own, because
Yeah,
they'll probably have to buy that package. And I re
they
truthfully,
need to.
I don't feel like paying $500 for an entry fee just so I can get
Yeah,
up.
no, for
Yeah, you
sure.
know what I
But
mean? Like,
I do think there's a middle ground where they could stream it.
I mean, let's put it this way: I had service on my phone the whole time there. I could have probably put a tripod up and
Yeah.
filmed it for like our friends and family, but
Yeah,
I'm not really focused
they
on
should
that.
hire DPP next year for the Arnold. Live stream it.
They know where I'll be.
All right. Well, if anyone's listening that has pull in that, hire Dante to stream the Arnold next year, Strongman Corp. Not just the finals, the whole thing. You should send a message to James about that.
Yeah, we could talk about it.
I just think it would be if you can do it for a reasonable price and just put it on YouTube for free.
Hell, if I'm competing, dude, I'd be more than happy just to lend my equipment, maybe for like,
Yeah.
just to like have like some generic stream just so people can actually see what's going
Yeah,
on.
just to be able, it doesn't have to be this UFC or Rogue style stream. Like just to be able to check in, man, it's, you know, would be very nice.
I will say there was a spreadsheet floating around, but I didn't know about it until like the very end.
Yeah, I had it the whole time. So I was able to, but it sucks because I'm sure with connectivity, with updating it, it's a little bit laggy. Like, and of course, you were obviously the main person I was following.
Right.
And your class didn't have the last two events in. They're the last ones to get the last two in of it. So I was trying to like calculate points and stuff like that and see, but
Yeah, it was weird going like in the second half of the show rather than the first half, because usually 2:31 and under go in the first portion of the event, so it
yeah.
was just a weird feeling, but it all worked out. It wasn't that much different. It just
No, it's crazy. There was so many good competitors. We talked about it a little bit last week. I didn't mention Aiden Howe last week, and I kind of forgot to do that. But if you guys don't know who it's Aiden Howe, right?
think so.
That kid is incredible. He won. So I believe his first show was just a local show to qualify for nationals. And then his second ever strongman show was nationals, and he won at 200, won the 200 class at I believe 20 or 19 years old, right?
Has to be. I think he's like a college kid or a freshman or something.
So he won nationals at like just say 20 years old. It might have been 19. And then his next show was OSG, and he got top five OSG at 200, which is the most competitive show in the world.
Did he qualify for us, or he just get an invite?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I wouldn't be mad if he got an invite winning the 200s like his second show, but and rightfully
Yeah.
so. Obviously
about
earned an invite if you got
yeah,
top
national
five.
championship should obviously get an invite too. OSG, but
Yeah, I didn't, and then so he's got top five at OSG, and then qualified from the Arnold, obviously from winning nationals, and then moved up to 231 for the Arnold and freaking got second place, and
yep.
he's now a pro 231, all by the age of I think 20 or 21.
Dude,
Like,
he weighed in at like 229. I was there. Something like that. So like he wasn't even close to 200.
think about that incredible timeline. Local show, win nationals, top five at OSG, get your pro card at 231.
I don't know anyone else who's done that, like something similar.
No, I think Andrew Clayton, when he was young,
I guess.
still 30, Andrew Clayton, I think, was a pro very, very young.
Are we looking at the next Andrew Clayton?
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy to see that. That is such an incredible, incredible freaking resume that quickly in a strongman. So I thought about it when the episode ended last week. I'm like, I didn't even mention that kid. His name's World's Strongest Mullet on Instagram if anyone wants to follow him.
Plays rugby too.
Yeah. Alec Suckup won the 231s as well, and he's a
Yep,
stud.
national champion and Arnold champion.
Yeah. He is awesome. Also had one of the gutsiest performances ever at OSG. Made the finals, I think what, tore his lat or
I think
something.
it was the oblique.
And I think he still won the stones.
It was like
Am
during
I
his
making that
deadlift.
up?
He was the first one to finish the stone run.
Yeah.
It was either him or Jeff Lee, or they both. They
Yeah,
both
yeah.
are the first 231s to ever finish this their run at OSG.
Yeah. So is there anything else noteworthy of Arnold? I think what's
I
his
don't know.
name?
I was just happy with how it ran, honestly. They felt like they were really close to the timeline. Events started within 10 to 20 minutes of when they were supposed to start.
Yeah, that's
I mean, the
awesome.
last one might have ended a little bit
I saw
later than
Dion
what
on
we
the main
thought.
stage head judging.
Yeah.
That was like I texted her. I told her congrats to her and the team. Because I mean, you know, you do kind of overlook it, and it's easy to be like from the peanut gallery when you run a local show or whatever to be like, hey, you know, this should run faster or this. But that's great to hear that they did a good job this year, because I am sure with the Arnold, there is so much logistics, timing, pains in the asses to get stuff set up. Like, you are just working with so many moving parts. So
I just heard from last year that Arnold was a little iffy, and just mainly because of that last event, they only had two lanes going, and it kind of just made everyone cold and miserable. But and then
I just wish they were simpler events, but
Nationals was, ran so long too. It kind of just stuck me hard, and like I was kind of getting sick. I was just waiting around, and but the Arnold this year really kind of like, I don't know, changed my mind about strongman a lot. Made me start loving it again. So.
that's great. I know you texted me right after. I was so happy.
I was pretty impressed with that. Granted, even though the events were kind of wacky, I think the setup, everything was perfect. Like the pressing medley, it didn't really seem like it took that long in between events. Like they had it down to the T that they were going to do on the throw bags. They had head-to-head people, and they just had like one yoke with a very long crossbar, so they were able to two people go next to each other.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't know what to expect for that event, how they were going to set it up, but whatever they did, it worked really well.
That's
And
great.
they only made one change to one event, as far as I could tell. The sandbag to sandbag sled drag. They changed it to only dragging one sandbag back. So you pick up one sandbag, run down, throw that bag down, come back, get the heavier bag loaded onto the sled and pull it. And they made the sled as part of the yoke, so that was also interesting. So the yoke was like a setup for like two events.
That's awesome. Yeah, there were so many great performances. Josh Kovaleski, who's been on the pod, won his second straight, 175. Did so very easily. Andrew Haynes,
Back
three
to
time.
back.
Back, no, back to back to back.
Yeah.
Andrew Haynes won the 175s, the 200s, and the 200s again. He's got to go up to 231
Isn't
next year.
Kovaleski back to back too?
Yeah, back to back.
Yeah.
Won last year and this year. And great performances. I mean, so many good performances. So I want Haynes to go up to 231 next year,
Looking for
but
that pro card.
we'll see. But yeah, that's it with Arnold. Appreciate everyone's kind of feedback last week, comment on the YouTube video and everything. Yeah. OSG. I don't know if we talked about OSG at all on the pod, but OSG is officially in Madison next year, Madison, Wisconsin. So that is official. And it looks like if you check the World Final page, I was telling you about this this morning. It looks like there's a lot of changes coming with logistics for this year. So that's awesome. And props to Lynn for, it sounds like, listening to a lot of the feedback, because it looks like what they're going to do this year for the World Final is, instead of, like, you started the 64 women, the lightweight women, and just go all up to the heavier women and then start the lightweight men and go all the way through and then do the next event. It looks like your class is going to do both events for that day in an hour and a half, and then you just can go and rest. So instead of being there for 14 hours, if you don't want to be, you can be there for 2 hours, go rest and wait for the next day. So that's awesome. That's great things. He also has a thing on the website for Thursday, which is the night of rules meeting and check-ins and everything. It says between 12 and 4, like a never before done special event or something. So I'll be curious to see what that is too. So,
I'd bet money on it, but I'll leave it right now alone.
all right. Dante has inside sources. So what do you think it is? Can you say it?
I just think it's another strongman event with different groups of people.
Like
Like youngins.
teenagers?
Yeah, possibly.
You heard it here first. Breaking news, potentially. Or it's a
Or
song.
it might just be, like an amateur show. Like not like a high level OSG. Could be like a local show.
That'd
You
be
never know.
cool. That would be awesome. That's actually a great idea. Like the week leading into OSG, because so many people that do strongman are already coming to support
I mean,
people
just
that
do
qualify.
your local show, then watch. They're doing that at the Olympic City Pro-Am.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. We're gonna the Olympic City Pro-Am, we obviously had the people that are running it on, but I would like, because that's only 2 weeks away, that following week have our Burly Boys, Gus, Frawley, and Kucharski do an episode by themselves and talk about how it went, because that's the biggest show they've done.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But also last week, I didn't even talk about it, but European Strongman League, I think, had their kind of like kickoff event. I don't know if you watched it, but they had some, I watched the whole thing that I could. They had some struggles with the live stream to start, but I believe day one was the 80s and then day two was the 90s, or vice versa. I can't remember. I think it was 80s and 90s. And then the women as well. They had the 64s and the 73s, it is, right? 73s. Is that
Probably.
right?
I can't think of it right now.
We don't do kilos over here, so anyway. But the level of competition with that was insane as well. The people that went and did it, and Kyle Scott, I know you don't follow lightweights as much, Dante. I'm sure everyone kind of follows their own class. But Kyle Scott, who made the finals at OSG, he actually beat Chris Harper, who won OSG for 80s.
Chris Harper was that newer guy, right?
Newer, I mean, he I think he shocked a lot of people by winning. I don't know. I don't want to disrespect him. I don't know how long he's been doing strongman. But Kyle Scott's a freak. Absolute freak. Ben Donan did it. That Richard Molnar, he's talked about breaking the deadlift record at 80 a bunch, but it looked like he had issues with his weight cut and he didn't break it. But no, just another cool show to highlight. I can't really speak on it too much, but comment if you watched it and what you thought. But that's really all I have this week. We're gonna try in the next couple of weeks to start lining up some guests, talk about different shows. One thing I forget, and I really thought this was cool. We had a couple comments and then a couple DMs this week about the pod, and people say, we like the pod because we talk about more of like the amateur side instead of just like, a lot of strongman podcasts just talk about the pro side. So it's cool to hear that feedback, because you forget, because we do talk about like Nationals and the Arnold and like kind of the bigger shows, but on the amateur side. So if there's any amateur shows coming up that you guys think really need highlight or something, or people coming up that you think we should have on, just let us know. We're usually pretty open to that stuff. I do want some pros on too, and some coaches and stuff like that, but
I did
gonna
meet some
get.
people too that were fans. I forgot to mention it, but they were saying
Yeah,
like
that's
they're big
awesome,
fans.
man.
Like they were driving the Nationals, listening to nothing but the 580 show for 6 hours. I was like, you guys didn't get sick of hearing us talk.
Yeah, oh God. That's
But
insane, man.
it
That
is
is
cool.
so cool to
It's
hear.
humbling to hear that sometimes.
You
I did. We just
forget.
come on here, we're just having fun. Then people
Yeah.
actually come in. And they're like, oh, remember this episode where you guys did this? So I was like, you know what? Yeah, I do remember that. Actually, that's cool that you know.
Yeah, I almost forget because it's like we just it's such a habit now, like 169 straight weeks and all the different life stuff and all the stuff that's changed. And I just kind of forget that we actually posted. It almost just feels like a habit of just coming on and talking now, you know? So, but no, we will I'm trying to think, was there anything else? Oh, with Battle at the Bridge regionals that we're hosting, Northeast Regionals, Battle at the Bridge 3. Just make sure you sign up. The level of competition is getting super, super high on the male side. We're lacking in female participation a little bit, but I think we're at 70 competitors or very close now.
I think we had like 130 something spots left.
Yeah, so 60 something, high 60s, I think.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to crack the hundreds, and I think we will. I think we're starting to get to that time where people are going to really start signing up, being like 3 months out. But definitely sign up. Remember, for Strongman Corporation Nationals, you do not have to be qualified. Anyone can sign up. The winner of all the open men's and women classes, so the 10 classes, get an automatic bid to Arnold no matter what participation is. So if there's one person or if they're starting in your class, the winner gets an Arnold bid. You can have up to 5 Nationals bids per class. There's a guaranteed 3 per class. And we're just going to put on a hell of a show. So, I really look forward to seeing a lot of you guys there. We're trying to do a lot of big stuff this year, and just continue to improve it. So if you are interested in volunteering and you're in our area, please reach out to me. We always need more volunteers. That's how we run our show so smooth. But yeah, reach out if you have any questions about Battle at the Bridge 3. So Dante will be having an announcement if he's doing it or not soon.
I'm out of the comment right now.
He is legally not allowed to comment, but we will see you guys all. Dante, congratulations for the Arnold.
Thank you.
And congratulations to everyone that competed. And we will see you guys all for episode 170. Thanks, guys.